Okie dokie. So I have no idea what this is going to sound like because I'm recording just using my laptop microphone and I've never used it before. I'm also chilling downstairs with my dogs and I have wood flooring, so you'll get to hear their nails and Jenna play with the squeaky toy. Yeah, I don't know what I feel like talking about this morning. I guess I can just talk about how my weekend was. But yeah, also you get to hear my dogs, so it's kind of like if you were to hang out with me. Which I thought was neat. I have two Black Lab mixes. They're mixed with Australian Shepherd, which is where Jake gets his anxiety from, which is fine, but he definitely has anxiety issues. They are 9, about to turn 10 in January. So they got a bunch of gray on their faces. Easy do. Get off the couch. You know better, young lady. But their names are Jake and Jenna. They're brother and sister from the same litter. Sorry, Jenna's, like, bumping the microphone and stuff. Oh, also, my phone is ringing. I don't know who's calling. It'll tell me in a second. I have one of those automated ones. Oh, okay. Anyway, sorry you have to listen to that. Also, you can probably hear my dogs panting because Jake is sitting next to my laptop right now. Go lay down. But yeah, Jenna loves to play fetch and she loves to squeak her toys, whereas Jake is super lazy. He just likes to lay down. Also, I'm sorry if you can hear that machine in the background. We have a Coca-Cola machine at my house, so that's pretty neat, but obviously loud at times. And makes recording audio very difficult when I'm downstairs. Oh my gosh, quit calling me. Anyways, so this past weekend, so Friday, I got to go out with my boyfriend and his friends. We were celebrating his birthday. I got drunk for the first time ever, which was fun. I am definitely a liquor girl. I tried beer. We went to this craft brewery place, and I tried this beer called Riddler's, I think is what she said it was called. It's really fruity. It was pretty good, but I just don't like beer enough. I didn't finish the glass. I had my boyfriend finish it for me. I drank almost a whole pint, I guess. But yeah, beer's just not my thing. So we hang out there for a while. They had like card games and stuff like that. Played that with his friends really like me, which is awesome. Obviously, you know, that's like a girlfriend's goal is to be liked by her boyfriend's friends. And then we ended up going to this other open bar place. They had really good chicken tenders cause I was hungry. I hadn't eaten like all day, which is probably how the alcohol got to my head. But yeah, I love, love, love rum punch with Malibu. It's my favorite drink, hands down, pretty much like it everywhere. It tastes a little bit different everywhere you go because they make it differently, but it was really good there, and I drank like 3 back to back. So I was definitely, definitely feeling it. Also, my boyfriend was pretty drunk too because he was down in the beers and had a few shots of Fireball, I think is what he was drinking. But yeah, we played pool. That was fun. We also played a round of darts, which was cool. And it's like really funny because I'd either totally suck, like completely miss the cue ball or whatever, or I'd make really good shots. There's like no in between. I'm on two extremes. Same with the darts. I'd either like completely miss but then I ended up hitting 3 bullseyes at different points in the game. So, that was a lot of fun and it was really funny. Also, when my boyfriend gets drunk, he, like, couldn't stop complimenting me, and it was just so cute, and it was so much fun. Yeah, I really had a lot of fun with him and his friends, and then we ended up going back to his friend's apartment, and we were watching different stuff, which, oh my gosh, I have not been keeping up with my shows. So, Iron Fist came out, which I love Iron Fist. Danny Rand is probably one of my favorite characters, so I really need to watch that, although my boyfriend already started watching it without me, and he told me that it sucks. So I'm kind of nervous about starting it, but I need to figure it out for myself. I need to watch it. Also, American Horror Story started up again. I need to watch that. And my boyfriend had me start watching Stranger Things, which I know there's 2 seasons of that. I haven't watched any of it, so except for like the first episode or 2. You know what happens when you Netflix and chill, you usually end up doing other stuff and not really paying attention to the show. So I definitely need to watch it. Those are some of my favorite shows. What else? Yeah, those are the ones I know that came out that I need to catch up on. Also, the teaser trailer for Daredevil came out. I'm excited about that. I like Daredevil a lot. But yeah, that's what's up. And then I worked Saturday night. I'm a waitress. I think I've told some of y'all. Except Saturday morning, I woke up and my eye was extremely red. Like, it almost looked like pink eye, but it wasn't because my eye wasn't swollen. It wasn't, like, goopy or crusty or gross or anything. It was just red as fuck. And it was only my right eye. So I don't know if, like, some sort of irritant got in it or what. It was so bad, though, that I ended up wearing an eye patch over my eye to work and only worked with one eye Saturday night, which is not as hard as you would think it was. It was just annoying when people would come up on my right side and not tell me because obviously I couldn't see them. Can I help you? Oh, my gosh. Go lay down, Cooper. No, you can't snuggle with me on the couch. Go lay down. Go lay down. Shushu. Go. Go. Sit. Sit. Jake, sit down. Now. Mm-hmm. You know what that means? It means listen to me. Oh my gosh. I'm talking to one, I gotta talk to the other. Yeah, that's gentle. She loves to play fetch, huh? Right here. Good girl. Ready? Ready. Okay. Anyways. So, Saturday night, yeah. Didn't make any extra money, though. No sympathy tips, which is fine. No big deal. And then Sunday night, oh, so I put this antibacterial ointment that I had on it before I went to sleep Saturday night, and then Sunday morning I woke up and it's totally fine. I'm still not wearing my contacts just in case it is something with that, and I threw away my old contacts. But I've been fine so far, so I'm gonna take a break from them, wear my glasses. I look like such a nerd with my glasses on, it's not even funny. Get out of the bathroom. You know better. She will drink toilet water if I'm not careful. She's a full rat. Also, I have a betta fish, and the aquarium is down low enough where they can reach it, and they will drink out of that, too. So, it's anyways, that's what's up. So, Sunday night, I worked. And it was, oh, yeah, which was last night, actually, because today's Monday. Way to go. I didn't make any money. It was pretty slow last night. I only made, like, $58, which was slow as heck. But I work again tonight. Tonight I'm going to be working late because I am checking, which means I have to make sure everyone cleans their shit up before we leave. Also, tomorrow night, too. So it's going to suck. But maybe I'll make money because usually checkers get large party sections. And large parties means larger bills, which means bigger tips, hopefully. I hope, at least. It's not always the case. Oh, two messages. Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, I went to work this morning. Someone's asking about that. So I can tell you while I type. It was pretty good this morning. I can type. Got a new confusion. Oh, I do childcare in the morning. I'm not sure if I've told y'all that before or not. It was pretty good for me. What else? Oh, yeah. So today, so my uncle moved and my great aunt lives with him. So I'm supposed to go see the new house. And then me and my great aunt might go work out, which is cool because I kind of want to have a workout buddy. Just because the gym I go to, they offer free training whenever the trainer's there. And it used to be this lady trainer, but now it's a guy. And he's like stereotypically attractive. Like, I mean, yeah, he's attractive. He's just not really my type, I guess, is the way to say it, if that makes sense. Like, other girls would find him attractive, but, like I said, just not my type, so I'm not gonna flock to him. Like, every fucking one else in the gym is now. Because when it was the lady trainer, it would be, like, me and her. Like, sometimes we would just have one-on-one training because no one else would show up to the classes, which was fine, made it more personalized for me. But now that it's this dude, it'll be, like, 15 different old ladies. It's kind of weird. Are you gonna take a nap now? You gonna take a nap? Oh my gosh. Lay down. Jenna. Lay down. Nope. I talked to her, so now she has to play again. Oh, she's behind me. Can I help you? Oh my gosh, you're gonna break the blinds with your tail. Dork. Are you a dork? You dork? Yeah? Can you whisper? Whisper. Good girl. This is my smart girl. Get off the couch. Oh my gosh. Give her too much attention. She takes it too far. Too far, Jenna. Too far. Jake's my little mama's boy. He just likes to lay under my feet. Where she wants to play around, make a mess. Take out all the toys out of their bucket because they're spoiled brats, which means they have way too many toys and beds and blankets and stuffed animals to play with. Because you're spoiled butts. But yeah, that's what's up. So let's see how long is this audio already. Oh, we're only at 11:30. I mean 30 minutes, 30 seconds. But yeah, that's how my day is going. Hopefully, me and my aunt, she moved closer to me, so I'm hoping we can work out more just because I like to have someone to work out with. Because when I work by myself, I look a little crazy. I've been told that when I work out, because some of my coworkers saw me, I went to a different location once and I didn't know they work out there. And it's super awkward because they were like, they told me that I look like I hate everyone and everything when I go to the gym, which I did that particular day. My knees were really sore, so I ended up only working out for like 30 seconds. Oh my gosh, 30 minutes. It was probably closer to an hour. I wasn't even there that long. But now I bought supplements and stuff. I love pre-workout. It's the greatest thing ever. So I've really been trying to push myself at the gym, but it makes me look a little bit crazy because sometimes I look like I'm going to cry because I really am pushing myself. Not to the point of hurting myself. I'm not stupid. I mean, you know how it is when you're on like that. Well, I was doing legs, and so I was doing 15 reps of like 75 pounds on the various things, and I was doing 4 different sets. So, you know, those last few reps, you definitely got to push it. Sorry. I hear Jenna walking around. So help me if she goes up those stairs. You better come here right now. In the dining room. And then usually she tries to go up the stairs. She tries to be all sneaky and go to my room. When she knows better. Huh. Don't you know better? Yeah? I know. You just want to go lay down. Huh. I know. It's okay. All right, guys. Well, I guess I'm going to leave it at that. I really appreciate you listening to me. I hope you all have a great week. Hopefully, I'll record another ramble. Feel free to leave me, like, topics to talk about. It will help me have more cohesive recordings, I guess is the word I'm thinking of. I don't know. I am a natural blonde after all. But, hey, that's why y'all like me, right? Okay, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great day.